Hello, Ivy here. This week's podcast is the 12th in a series of 12 podcasts that we have done covering the 26 non-profit youth organisations who were granted funding earlier in the year all around technology. So this week's final two in this series are STEAM Connection and Young People's Alliance. And we're starting off with STEAM Connection, and this is Sussex Global UK's episode 116. When you first go on to the website of STEAM Connection, there is a section headed up About Us, and there is a graphic with the heading Building the Future, One Robot at a Time. The STEAM Connection is dedicated to a vital mission, ensuring that young minds have access to technical education by harnessing the transformative potential of robotics. However, our purpose goes beyond mere instruction. We are a collective of underrepresented individuals, members of youth, who never had the privilege of seeing ourselves reflected in the media during our formative years. By amplifying our narratives and sharing our unique experiences, we aim to inspire every young person who shares our background to recognise that they too belong in this world. Indigenous youths deserve access to culturally responsive and accessible technical education. There is then an image quoting very, very impressive stats, and bearing in mind this is on the first tab of the website, this is what you call confidence. So, under the About Us tab, Indigenous youths deserve access to culturally responsive and accessible technical education. 11k plus so far. Free Edgar robots sent, 800k plus. Youths reached with our representative educational resources, 34k plus. Users making robots on our virtual learning platform, 100%. Designed by youth, for free. Underneath that image, there is a graphic which indicates power, and a strapline underneath that graphic, designing, manufacturing and distributing leading robotic solutions and giving them away for free. The next graphic is someone in traditional costume, and the strapline, by us, for us, community built and led by youth who represent our students. And a final graphic in this series with the strapline, paving the way for Indigenous youths to become innovators. And just to say here, some of these graphics will be on slides in the podcast. All of them that I'm using will be here in this article, but there are many, many more on the website. Robots for the Future. In 2019, Ojibwe teen Danielle Boyer created the STEAM Connection, a minority and youth-led charity that has reached hundreds of thousands of children with technical education, with an emphasis on language revitalization. The STEAM Connection focuses on the future, ushering in a new age of education via personal and wearable robotics, ethical artificial intelligence systems, and augmented reality. Informed by the past and the present, The STEAM connection utilises traditional knowledge to uplift and protect Indigenous communities. Verizon Forward for Good Challenge winner for biodegradable robots. Our founder is a Teen Vogue Indigenous youth changemaker. Our founder is a two-time guest of the White House. A two-times MIT Solve winning team. 2023 Echoing Green Fellow and MIT Solve Gender Equity finalist. Let's have a little bit, a look at media. The media section is quite vast and very detailed. This is just a summary. Technical education isn't accessible. Understanding the disparities. Technical education is crucial for Indigenous communities as it promotes self-determination, empowers tech career opportunities, and overcomes systemic barriers. Despite facing challenges like limited computer and internet access, lack of role models, high dropout rates, and underrepresentation in STEM, technical education can bridge the digital divide, enhance career prospects, and assert control over technological development. It empowers Indigenous communities by addressing disparities, amplifying voices, and fostering inclusion in the tech world. What we are doing. We create representative and culturally responsive technical education that we distribute through our own educational programs, as well as educational institutions and companies serving Indigenous youths. We design everything in-house and focus on robotics that are affordable and teach Indigenous languages. Our robots overcome many accessibility barriers and work without Wi-Fi, are made from recycled resources, and are completely free to students. We also create representative comics, art, applications, campaigns, and work to advocate for our communities in technology. There is another graphic of a lady, looks like she has a test tube above a Bunsen burner flame. We have been featured by Teen Vogue, the Smithsonian, People Magazine, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, NBC, CBS News, NPR, ABC News, Good Morning America, Hulu, L'Oreal Paris, Adobe, Yahoo, TechCrunch, The Daily Beast, Verizon, Instagram, Glamour, Upworthy News, Zoom, MIT Solve, EdTech, and many more. Our founder, Danielle Boyer, has 13.7k followers on Instagram and 14.4k on TikTok. We are available for interviews. Contact our team at media@steamconnection.org for inquiries. And there is a photo of Danielle in front of the White House. In the article, there are a number of photographs of Danielle at some of those media organisations that I've just read out. There is narrative around all of those, but too much detail, and I haven't the time to go through them all in the podcast. But it's all there on their website. Next section is headed Honours Overview. Our founder, Danielle Boyer, is a two-time guest, three-time invitee of the White House to speak at the MTV Youth Action Forum and participant in the Tribal Youth Forum in 2022. She was an invited guest by the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden. there is a long list of awards, which I'm not going to read out. They're there in the article, and there are those and more on the website. But underneath the list of awards, it has got another heading, Features. The Big Idea by MIT Solve and HP, an award-winning docuseries on three women innovators. Indigenous Robotics followed my life for a year and premiered at the MIT Museum and is currently showing at film festivals and is hosted by Glamour Magazine 2023. Another feature, In the Know, Yahoo TV show episode 2023. Women of Worth, NBC special by L'Oreal Paris, NBC on Hulu. Winds of Change cover story for the American Indian Science and Engineering Society. 2021 Verizon Forward for Good Challenge winner for biodegradable robots. Our founder is a Teen Vogue Indigenous Youth Changemaker. Our founder is a two-time invitee of the White House. MIT Solve Indigenous Communities Fellowship winner. L'Oreal Paris Women's of Worth, Woman of Worth, award winner for women-led non-profits. Steam Connections headquarters is located in Troy, MI, USA. And once again, the email information is given, and that's in the article, so you will have that information should you wish to make contact with them. Next heading, Buzu, in brackets, hello. My name is Danielle Boyer, and I'm a girl who makes robots and gives them all away. I created the Steam Connection when I was 18 years old and tired of how inaccessible technical education was and still is. Growing up, I had firsthand saw how a lack of technical educational opportunities set youths back. Sadly, it is an all too common experience for many youths. I saw the power that robots had to change our world for the better, but also how expensive and inaccessible they were. I want all youths to have access to quality technical educational resources. Education in technology enables economic development, connectivity, and innovation. It is more than that, though. It is making sure that every youth has an equal opportunity to engage in our modern and tech-driven world. When I joined a robotics team in high school, I did not fit in. I felt like I had to fight for respect that I'd never receive as a girl who loves robots. I created my organisation because every child deserves to have a safe place to learn and grow, and because STEM, science, technology, engineering and maths, education should be accessible to all youths. Here at the Steam Connection, we tackle these issues by developing, manufacturing and distributing accessible, high quality, unique and culturally competent technical educational resources with an emphasis on robotics. We are youth and minority run, and focus on serving Indigenous youths like myself. Our goal is to reduce inequities that prevent many minorities and girls from pursuing science and technology careers, and to enable every young mind to be empowered through STEM to create the change that they want to see in our world. Why is our work vital? The current lack of diversity in STEM through race and gender is a larger disparity than many realise. Our work continues to bring awareness to these gaps and to help close them, creating a greatly more diverse community in STEM. Together, we can create the future that we want to see. Join us on our journey. Miligwek, in brackets, thank you, close brackets, and with love, Danielle Boyer, founder of the STEAM Connection. Why? Technical education holds significant importance for Indigenous communities as it plays a crucial role in promoting self-determination, fostering opportunities in tech careers, and empowering individuals to find their voice. Unfortunately, Indigenous peoples face systemic barriers that limit our access to technological resources, making the need for technical education even more critical. Additionally, students also often feel uncomfortable pursuing STEM careers due to various reasons, including historical and ongoing marginalisation, lack of representation, cultural barriers, and limited resources. These factors can contribute to a sense of exclusion and create a hostile environment for Indigenous individuals in STEM fields. An overview of the disconnect. Access to computers. Indigenous communities are disproportionately affected by the digital divide. In rural native communities, only 9% of households have personal computers, and even fewer have internet access. National Congress of American Indians confirmed that stat. Computer access for most natives is outside the home. Internet access. 18% of tribal reservation residents have no internet access at home, wireless or land-based. And that fact is from the American Indian Policy Institute at Arizona State University. Role models. Indigenous peoples make up only 0.4% of the engineering workforce, stat from Northern Arizona University. The STEM workforce is 72% male. That stat is from the Society of Women Engineers. Only 33% of workers in STEM careers are non-white. That is from the Pew Research Center. Dropout rates. Indigenous students have the highest dropout rate in the US. That figure comes from the US Department of Education's Indian Nations At-Risk Task Force. STEM divide. STEM is not available to all learners. That is from the White House. Given these challenges, technical education becomes a vital tool for empowering Indigenous communities by providing access to culturally responsive technology, training and resources. It helps bridge the digital divide and equips individuals with the skills needed to thrive now. Technical education also opens doors to career opportunities in the tech sector, where Indigenous voices and perspectives are often underrepresented. The lack of diverse perspectives hampers the progress of scientific research, limits innovation, and undermines efforts to address the unique challenges faced by Indigenous communities. It is essential to create inclusive and supportive environments in STEM education and workplaces, recognising and valuing the contributions of Indigenous peoples. Moreover, technical education fosters self-determination by allowing Indigenous communities to assert control over our own technological development. It enables us to address specific needs and challenges we face, promoting community resilience and self-sufficiency. In summary, technical education plays a pivotal role in empowering Indigenous communities by addressing disparities in access to technology, providing opportunities for career growth, and promoting self-determination. By equipping Indigenous individuals with the necessary skills and resources, we can help bridge the digital divide, amplify our voices, and foster greater inclusion in the ever-evolving world of technology. This next section refers to a free pocket-sized learning tool for BIPOC middle school girls using representative superheroes, fusing augmented reality with applied technical education with culturally responsive and holistic gamified modules. This initiative is youth-led. There are three images in the article. There are many more on the website. And of the three that I've chosen to use in the article, the main one looks like the home screen of a mobile phone. At the top of the graphic within this mobile tool, it's got Steam connection. It then has an image of a female superhero with the heading Super Sisters. And underneath it, it has got Start Learning with an arrow for obviously to press to go onto that. And underneath, you can see a few images that each look like an application, as you would have in an ordinary mobile. Underneath that, it has got a 2023 MIT Solve Gender Equity in STEM Challenge winner with $100,000+ in funding from Tiger Global Impact Ventures, immersive educational environments at your fingertips. Exciting STEM modules that you can place in your real-world environment. It's your very own mind palace, a place where you can visualize new concepts in a way that you remember through engaging and relatable modules led by real women superheroes. Use your phone and dive into learning. Tap to play videos. Example lessons in robotics based on our award-winning robot, Every Kid Gets a Robot. Indigenous language learning with our robot sidekick and Salvadorian plants. Centering all of you. I've always been pushed to pursue STEM and to study hard, but that's where it stops. Nobody checks on how we're doing. STEM needs to be holistic. That's why, after each lesson, we have mental health exercises made with experts. When you complete them, you earn a superpower. My favourite are the breathing exercises. I feel like all of me matters. And that's from Alexandra Villanueva, a youth lead. Underneath that paragraph, there are four images of a mobile phone, each one of them showing a screenshot from the breathing exercises module. Another set of impressive statistics coming your way. Our statistics. 88% of users self-identify as girls. 350,000+ users during a month of beta testing. 75% of users are ages 20 and younger. $145K in funding received to build out this initiative. This project is an MIT Solve Gender Equity in STEM Challenge winner and received $100,000 in funding. We also received funding from Zoom Cares, MTV and Pinterest for mental health initiatives. Upon polling our users, 94% said that our app boosted their comfort in pursuing STEM, and 87% would make it their go-to for STEM learning. Accompanying our award-winning curriculum, serving 800,000 youths here at the STEAM Connection, Super Sisters is hosted on our Make a Robot virtual learning platform for educators to use in the classroom. We make this work through augmented reality. Augmented reality is like magic because it simplifies hard concepts that many youth struggle with. Augmented reality works by putting digital things onto the real world around you. Thanks to computer vision, you can see things that you wouldn't normally and can master tough concepts. The global augmented reality educational market is expected to rise from $3.5 billion to over $56 billion in the next 10 years. Super Sisters is a free pocket-sized learning tool for BIPOC middle school girls by integrating augmented reality with applied technical education. The app offers immersive and culturally responsive learning experiences. Through the use of augmented reality technology, users can engage with interactive, gamified modules encompassing robotics, language, culture, and more, all seamlessly blending into their real-world surroundings with a simple act of holding up their phone. Our modules have lessons on how to introduce yourself in Indigenous languages, building robots virtually, stories of real women role models in STEM, traditional architecture, Indigenous plants, and so much more. The app is guided by illustrated BIPOC women, superheroes who reward users for learning. As users progress through the app, they are prompted to complete mental health exercises on subjects ranging from breathing exercises to culturally responsive ways of healing. This creates a holistic approach to STEM education that embraces the whole user. Our resources are hosted on our Make a Robot virtual learning platform, full of culturally responsive educational resources geared towards Indigenous educators and youth with over 34K users. These resources accompany our award-winning robotics educational resources focused on Indigenous language, revitalization, and STEM learning. They focus on our student-driven learning goals, focused on uplifting and centering Indigenous and overall BIPOC communities. Next heading, our WHO. Our initiative primarily serves BIPOC middle school girls who are underrepresented in STEM and is led and guided by a first-generation Salvadorian teen girl. To understand the needs of our target population, our solution is designed by youth for youth. It is also women-led. This initiative is entirely youth-led and developed. We are a team of Indigenous and Chicano inventors, developers and youths working to create solutions for our communities. Our solution addresses the needs of middle school girls by offering culturally responsive content and representation. The app showcases real, relatable role models through illustrated BIPOC women scientists and engineers who serve as mentors, providing guidance and sharing their experiences. By incorporating mental health resources such as breathing techniques and mindfulness exercises, we also prioritise the holistic well-being of the girls, empowering them to develop resilience and manage stress. Through our solution, the middle school girls will have access to engaging and relevant educational materials, relatable role models and mental health support. This will help bridge the representation gap in STEM, inspire their interest and confidence in pursuing STEM subjects, and equip them with the skills and knowledge needed for future success. Ultimately, our solution aims to empower and uplift the lives of BIPOC middle school girls, opening doors to opportunities and promoting diversity and inclusivity in the field of technology. In the article, there is an image of the cover of the Super Sisters demo guide and a few screenshots of some of the things that you will see. We are a team of artists and engineers envisioning the collective future of our people. Mixing creativity with technology, our mission is to bring mixed reality to communities that have been underrepresented. From the incredible architectural masterpieces of the Mesoamerican cities to the complex system of calendars that map the stars, our people have always created technologies that were works of art. We believe in the notion that we are not people who are merely consumers of technology, but we are actively combining our work ethic, wisdom, and intelligence to create our future. Lucid Skies LLC goes on to talk about the technology. The initiative stands out as an innovative tool in education by harnessing the powers of augmented reality. Augmented reality is a relatively new and untapped tool in the educational realm, and we are at the forefront of leveraging its potential to enhance learning experiences. Our app combines interactive modules with augmented reality technology, creating immersive and engaging learning experiences. This unique blend of technology and educational content offers a novel way for students to interact with and comprehend STEM concepts, fostering deeper understanding and long-term engagement. Why another app? According to the Child Mind Institute, 42% of kids have a phone by the age of 10. By the age of 12, it's 71%. Kids are on their phones. Their attention spans are shorter and they often relate to the world through social media. When we conducted a survey with Indigenous middle and high school students on how they learn best, 82% mentioned the words phone or social media. Creating a free immersive application that provides accurate representation, engaging exercises and mental health resources for BIPOC youths to utilise in the classroom or at home will help us make STEM learning more approachable and fun. Our solution is designed to address the lack of representation and engagement in applied technology education for BIPOC girls by providing relatable role models, personalised learning experiences and integrating mental health practices, we aim to empower and inspire these girls to excel in STEM fields, fostering inclusivity and diversity in technology education. The core technologies that power our mobile app are augmented reality and machine learning, specifically computer vision. these technologies work together to create an immersive and interactive learning experience for students. Given these challenges, technical education becomes a vital tool for empowering our communities. By providing access to culturally responsive technology, training and resources, it helps bridge the digital divide and equips individuals with the skills needed to thrive now. Technical education also opens doors to career opportunities in the tech sector, where our voices and perspectives are often underrepresented. The lack of diverse perspectives hampers the progress of scientific research, limits innovation, and undermines efforts to address the unique challenges faced by our communities. It is essential to create inclusive and supportive environments in STEM education and workplaces, recognizing and valuing the contributions of our people. Moreover, technical education fosters self-determination by allowing our communities to assert control over our own technological development. It enables us to address specific needs and challenges we face, promoting community resilience and self-sufficiency. And as a reminder, from Responsible Tech, list of descriptions of each of the 26, for the STEAM Connection, it states, the STEAM Connection is on a mission to make technical education accessible for Indigenous youth through the power of culturally responsive robotics. Let's move on to our next and final non-profit, Young People's Alliance. We are a student-led movement advocating for change on issues that affect young people and getting our generation out to vote. We are a youth advocacy non-profit founded and led entirely by college students. As students, we've seen firsthand how young people are excluded from the political conversation. To bridge that gap, we mobilise young people to achieve electoral and policy outcomes that will centre youth perspectives and achieve long-term change. The Young People's Alliance was founded by Sam Heiner and Mick Tobin when they were high school students. They jumped into advocacy after coming up with state legislation to stop partisan power grabs. While they were able to contribute to advocacy on other issues, like ending child marriage and protecting teens on the road, their own legislative ideas were not taken seriously. Sam and Mick realised the danger of this lack of youth power. With their perspectives not being seriously considered, issues affecting young people wouldn't be solved in ways that actually solve the problems faced by young people. Since young people felt dismissed from the political process, more and more became disengaged from it, posing a risk to our democracy. To change this narrative, Sam and Mick started the Young People's Alliance, to give young people a real voice in the political process and to encourage long-lasting civic engagement. Our work. Our teams on Capitol Hill, in state legislatures and across 9 college campuses work to empower young people in politics. We engage and mobilise students through voter registration and mobilisation events, hosting community events to connect students to the political world and advocating for youth issues on campus. We also build relations with legislators and other non-profits to include young people's perspectives in the lawmaking process. Learn more about the impact we've had on college campuses through our campus organising tab on the website and at the state and federal capitals through our advocacy. Both of those links are direct links in the article as well. Organising. Our campus teams work at 9 universities across North Carolina to engage and mobilise students, while also advocating for youth issues on campus. Civic engagement. We begin to civically engage students long before Election Day through our on-campus events series to educate and excite students about political issues. Our teams invite local policymakers to our civic engagement events. These events provide thousands of students across North Carolina an opportunity to get exposed and learn more about what politics is like, while also increasing their own sense of civic responsibility. Student voter mobilization. To build the political power of young people, we mobilize students around our campuses to vote. We have conversations with students and present to classes and club meetings on the importance of voting and how to vote on each campus. We also partner with university offices and large university groups on social media and email campaigns to ensure students have the knowledge and resources to vote. In the lead up to the 2022 midterms, our campus teams canvassed their communities for over 330 hours, talking to 4,000 students. As a result of these efforts, we directly registered over 350 voters and turned out thousands of student voters on our campuses. University pro-democracy advocacy. To ensure high levels of student turnout in the long term, our teams advocate for our No Class Democracy Day on their campuses. Democracy Day is a day during the early voting period when classes are cancelled to give students time to vote. Civic engagement programming is also held to create a focus on voting during the day among students. Universities have cancelled classes for elections on average experience a sustained 12% increase in student voter turnout. This day would make thousands more young voices heard in the political process. In our inaugural Democracy Day at Duke University in 2022, we coordinated a full day of campus events with various groups on campus. We hosted events that appealed to a wide array of students interested, including art, music and wellness events. We also hosted former RNC chairman and Lincoln Project co-founder Michael Steele, alongside Durham City Council members. The day resulted in a doubling of early voting compared to other early voting days. We have obtained a large amount of support on our campuses in favour of Democracy Day. At UNC Chapel Hill, we have obtained 1,500 student petition signatures supporting Democracy Day, leading the calendar committee to recommend having a Democracy Day. At High Point University, we have obtained commitments from high-level administrators supporting Democracy Day. At other schools, we have gotten more student, institutional and faculty support for implementing Democracy Day, such as more lenient attendance policies for Election Day and faculty governance body support. Fighting dangerous social media algorithms. As young people, we've suffered as addictive social media algorithms make our generation isolated and depressed. Social media platforms use the massive amount of user data they've collected on users to recommend content that they know will keep users online for as long as possible, like content that promotes eating disorders and political extremism. Our team of students crafted legislation to directly address this issue based on our experiences as young people and are fighting for its passage into law. We directly speak with political leaders to educate them on the importance of legislation to regulate surveillance-based social media algorithms. There are more examples and locations of this action around algorithms and how they are used against young people. And I haven't read them out in the podcast, but there are details in the article and even further details on the website. This is also another quick summary of a subject that is widely covered in the website in much, much more detail. And this is about ending child marriage. We worked with a wide coalition of activists, politicians and non-profits to advocate for an end to predatory child marriage in North Carolina. Prior to our work, adults would come to North Carolina as a place to legally coerce children into forced marriages. We played a supporting role in developing the legislation, in meetings with to end child marriage by helping to craft language that would be effective and acceptable to politicians. We also lobbied legislators through phone banking, organising students to call key legislators in support of the bill and helping to organise their student-led groups to support the effort, as well as going to the General Assembly to lobby legislators with this coalition. As a result, the North Carolina General Assembly passed legislation to raise the marriage age to 16, require that the age gap of the people to be married is no more than 4 years, and create safeguards like a waiting period and parental permission. There is a section on youth driving licensing. Not going to read it out, it's there in the article, and as per all the other topics here, more detail under that heading on the website. It then goes on in the article to show photographs and a small narrative under each one of the team that form the Young People's Alliance. I have included some of the team on the slides in the video podcast. All of the team are photographed and details given under each one. And to bring this podcast and the series of the 26 non-profits that we have been looking at to a close, I will end with a summary from the Responsible Tech Fund in how they listed the Young People's Alliance in their promotional material. So Young People's Alliance for Education Fund empowers young people through student-led organising and advocacy. Their student advocates work at, their student advocates work at colleges across North Carolina, state legislators and on Capitol Hill to amplify youth voices. And that brings this series of the 26 nonprofits to an end. Thank you very much. If you've lasted through all of these 12 podcasts about it, I hope that you have. And I also hope, I'm not saying that you, or even expecting that you have read through every article or gone through every detail on each of the websites. It is meant as a reference source for you all. There may be things that crop up in the future that Archwell are doing and will make reference to one or more of these organisations that they're helping to fund. And you will have access to information and links and photographs and summaries of what under main headings, and it may well be something that you're looking for more detail on, and you will know where to go and find it straight away. As I said in last week's podcast, there will be no further podcasts this year from Sussex Global UK, except for a celebratory one, a Christmas special next month. There will be no podcasts in January at all. And from February onwards, there will be a monthly podcast on Harry and Meghan and their various activities. The style and content of the podcast will be different. I hope that it attracts more users. And if not, then obviously I will have to review that during the year as to whether or not I continue. But for the moment, I have plans. I have already started research on those podcasts. And I said it will be a monthly one. Different tone, different content, but the subjects are the same, Harry and Meghan. So, hope you have a wonderful festive season. I hope you enjoy the Christmas special when it comes out. Other than that, I shall see you all again, speak to you all again, and hear your comments and thoughts again from February onwards next year. So it's bye from me, bye from Ivy, bye.